Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Interior or exterior, what part of your body causes you the most problems? 206-421-ROCK. We got a sucker. She wants an ambulance ride.
couple of quick questions. Somebody here says, do you guys specifically ask these questions so you can learn all these new-ass words? Well, it helps.
You don't know the term unless you got it in the middle.
Right, I was going to say, that's always very true.
And then someone else, regarding belly buttons, guy says, I slept with a girl that didn't have a belly button. Different. Freak me out.
I mean, I could be wrong. Every girl I've been with had a belly button.
See, that's all I'm saying. It's not the end of the world that you don't have a belly button, but it's kind of like, hey, Ted, I'm going to set you up on a blind date. Just know this woman, she has no face. Mm-hmm. You know, and because everyone has a face.
See, I turn it into a positive. Maybe chicks without belly buttons like me.
You should check it out. Is there a porn tab?
Hey, you know what else,
too?
You know what else? I don't need to stop. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you need to pull off the highway and use the bathroom. If I'm on my way, there's only a couple of stops I need to make. That's one less stop I need to make.
Stop at the belly button?
As far as kissing and, you know, all that stuff. Man. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to just stop for a second. You know, get a good smell of it. See, do you clean this thing, you know?
You got a thing with belly buttons.
I'm kidding, man.
You talk about belly buttons more than anybody I know. You can't talk about a belly button around Miles without him being like, what if I put my finger in?
Exactly.
What do you got, Mike?
So...
porn tab for belly button free models.
I literally just went to Google and just went no belly button porn, and I get video options for belly button exploration, belly button fetish, sexy belly button play, or there's a link for no belly button porn videos.
Come on, link it.
You can also just Google woman with no belly button.
I want to see the porn. I understand. I can do
sports bra.
Okay. Did you get a link there, Mike?
No, there's just a lot of names.
I mean, porn is porn. It's just, she doesn't have a belly button. Right. Just kidding.
God, you know what? I think 99.9% of guys, you should be against it.
Be against what?
Women with no belly buttons. I just hope they're like outcasts.
You want to be what? The 1/10 up your rates there, right?
Yeah, like imagine there's some smoking hot chick, but nobody will date. She's super cool. She's hot. She's got a job, all the qualities, but she doesn't have a belly button, so nobody likes her.
Sounds like the worst after school special ever.
All these people are just
Sarah. Angry. No one was sleeping with Sarah. She didn't have a belly button, but she waited out at Med Ted. So, do you know what? I don't mind you not having a belly button. I don't plan on noticing anyway.
I'll put it in the vials.
Quit looking. It was just people filling belly buttons.
Oh, okay.
I got a picture of a girl. No. Like, look, see. You think that looks? Like, look.
Hold on. All right. Let me look.
She just doesn't have one.
I mean, it helps.
It doesn't look bad. Yeah, I mean, she's pretty good looking.
It just looks different.
No, full disagree.
What? You're not in?
We're good. No, I am in.
Oh, okay.
I'm in.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, if you look like that, hell yeah.
The belly button's not one of the things that I'm staring at in the moment.
Man, it's not that. It's just, you just assume that another human being has a belly.
The belly button's no different than a freckle that's somewhere, maybe like a mole that's somewhere.
Right.
You know, okay, it's just... It is what it is. Okay. It is where it
okay.
is.
Okay. Okay. Now, then, based on your theory, so it's just like a freckle somewhere.
Yeah, right.
She has a belly button. It's below her left breast.
She
it's
has
not. It's not the middle of, like, she has a belly button.
She has an underboob button.
It's just, right. It's just in a place you didn't expect. And you go, what is that? And she says, that's my belly button.
Again, much like a mole that is just in any random place. Yeah, it's gonna stop me for a hot second because I'm not used to that being there. But yeah, it ain't gonna stop me.
I think it's like anything else, right? When you're with her, you wouldn't care.
No.
But then if she dumps you, you'd be like,
if it's a bad breakup.
She didn't even have a belly button.
You're lucky you have it.
That weirdo had this big old belly button underneath her breast.
Oh, you don't like me. And I dated a freak. Okay. Right.
Right? You only come out at night?
Yeah.
Freak?
That's exactly how that would go.
I mean, it is, right?
You're fine together, and then soon, look. And you hear from a lot of guys.
Back to the circus.
And you hear from men and women, actually, right? So once they break up, either it's a breakup or a divorce, whatever was negative about, and it's not personality. Not like, oh my God, they were so mean to me. Not that stuff. We know that. You didn't get along. But the stuff that had nothing to do with anything. And he had a skin tag on the back of his neck the size of a raisin. Like, why are you telling me this now?
Correct.
You've been being nice. Like, any physically think, and I will not mention names, but I have just heard things from different people. The breakup happens, and they're not even being mean, but when they tell story, and the story itself is fine. Like, oh man, me and my ex-girlfriend, we went to that fair one. You know something about her, man? Her belly button was under her left boob. Like, it just comes out of nowhere. Like, that's not even what we were talking about.
Yeah, almost every couple I've ever known, and I'm just saying, men, women, like, I always hear the same thing. Like, he had a small penis.
Right, of course.
She was a whore.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, all right. Is everybody going to do this?
This is what we need to know.
Because somebody does.
All dudes have a small penis. Every woman's a whore. Okay. That's what happens when you break up.
A texter brings in a similar thing here. Third nipple.
Okay, all right, but...
Is that jarring where you're out?
But... Right.
No, she has a third nipple.
Oh.
But with that said, now here's my question with that. Is it just the nipples or the fair full areola? Because most people we've talked to that have more than two nipples, they point out some people think it's a mole, some people think it's a freckle, so you kind of have to tell them, hey, that's a nipple.
This thing looks like it's photoshopped on her back.
Well, if it's on her back, then I can have a look of disgust... And she doesn't know.
Ew.
I mean, I'm not saying to kick anyone out of bed, but it's still like, well, what if she had two nipples on one breast? Right, so she has three nipples. It's just two of them are on one and one's on the other.
That's not confusing for me. That's confusing for someone else.
I think I'd make use of that, bro. That's, I don't know what I would do, but I think I can find a way. Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
So I had, I'm 47 now, but at the age of six, I had retinoblastoma, lost my eye, one of them, and it was pretty fun back then, but jumped in a river,
oh no,
lost it. It was a fake eye, and back then it was like $1,500, you know.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how much money is that?
Yeah, my parents were not happy, and I do construction. It always gets itchy, scratchy. It falls out at night.
Do you ever just pull it out? Like, when you're at work, do you ever just pull it out and put a patch over top, just you're not having to deal with it?
You know, I don't. I've got kind of a workshop in my garage. I put a polishing pad up, boom, and polish it out.
How often do you have to polish it?
I have the polisher. No. I used to have to go to downtown Seattle to get a new eye. You know, every 4 years.
But how often do you have to polish it? Is it once a week? Is it daily?
About once a month.
Okay, that's not so bad. I think.
Where do you get your eyes now?
At the eye store, Ted.
I'm overdue for about 20 years, but I got to go to Kirkland now to get them.
It takes less than 20 years to get there. I mean, traffic's bad, but brother. I would get a new eye. If I'm putting something in my skull.
Where do you live that going downtown to get a new fake eye?
I'm in Auburn.
Oh, come on, man.
That's crazy. They don't have like
going to Kirkland sounds like more traffic.
They don't have like an Uber eye delivery. You know what I mean? You can get damn near anything else.
You're not even a ferry ride away.
Yeah.
You ever had a woman tell you that she wants you to have sex with her with your eye out?
Basically, I'm lazy.
I mean, look, I get it. I can be very lazy, but I mean...
But it's an eye.
Sometimes I go to Auburn. I mean, hell, Mike's from Eden Claw. I dated a girl from Eden Claw. Like, you can get up here, man. Yeah.
This is not like going to the laundromat, dude. It's an eyeball in your head. Wow.
Can you order one on Amazon?
I wonder if you can.
Uh-oh.
Hang on.
I would be willing to bet $5 Amazon sells fake eyes. They sell everything.
Fake eye.
By the way, just real quick, the person who has the third nipple, they say, I have the, where is it? It's that they add, their nipple, the third nipple, has an areola complete with bumps and hair around the edge.
Boom.
Is it a guy or girl?
That I don't know.
Prosthetic eyes, $24.75 a pair.
Oh, that guy's never leaving Auburn again.
Dude, go to Amazon.
Auburn.
Uh-huh. Natural green realistic artificial eye prosthetic.
Can't get out of Auburn.
You can get this today by 5 o'clock in the afternoon for $32.
Bro.
I just get one sent to my house.
Order an eyeball. Just order the damn eye.
I don't want that because then it's going to be suggestions for you.
Right.
Damn, man. I'm like, Mike lives in Sumner.
Who sucks less?
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is. Now it is a dungeon basement studio bar, the one and only Ryan Castle. How are you, sir?
How appropriate to be in a dungeon basement when we're this close to Halloween and spooky season and it's upon us.
It is so spooky.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I have to admit, I wasn't looking forward to this one today because it always, every year, it just makes me so scared. It's hard to do the rest of the show.
Well, I know you're soft, Miles, but we mixed it up a little bit this year. Hopefully, you'll be able to get through it.
Okay.
I worry about you, though, sometimes.
Right. Yeah. Might do one of those, what do they call it, when you jump back things? Or...
Jump scare.
Jump scare, yeah.
Sure.
Jump scare. Do you say zoinks when you do that?
Of course you do.
Yeah.
No one believes you're truly scared unless you say zoinks.
Do you guys get trick-or-treaters at your houses?
Man, I've never had one. I have never had one the entire time I've been here. I get candy every year. Not that that's a problem for me because I get what I want. But I've never had a knock on the door.
I don't get trick-or-treaters because we're off the beaten path. But even worse than that are these goddamn boo things. When did this start? You boo your friends. So in other words, my kids' friends, unexpectedly unannounced, basically it's a ding-dong ditch, but they come up to your house, ring your doorbell, whatever time, and drop off a bag of candy for your kids. Which would be great. If one, they dropped it off for me. Two, it was on one goddamn day instead of randomly for 2 weeks. And if my dog was not a freaking lunatic every time someone's at the front door.
Yeah. I am not familiar with any of this. Did this come out of the pandemic?
No, look, it happened before the pandemic, okay? So I did not know that this was a thing. It's called booing. So the first time it happened, me not knowing anything, someone rang our doorbell. I opened the door. There's nobody there. There's a bag of candy sitting at our door. I threw the whole thing out. I'm like, these goddamn crazy-ass people trying to poison my kids.
It's got drugs in it.
Yeah, they were like, dude, it's actually a thing. So now I know.
I would love that to happen to me. If somebody rings the doorbell, I look down like, oh, man, Snickers. This is awesome.
I would love to finally find that house that's putting drugs in the candy.
Yeah.
I would, too.
Are you doing a haunted house next door this year?
No, that house is haunted all the time.
Well, I know that. I just didn't know if it had like some special thing where you pay $5 and walk through it.
No, I'm never going in that house. My house is all decorated, though, and we bought full-size candy bars again this year.
Oh, nice.
I don't have children, as you know, and there are a zillion different great reasons for that. I'm going to add booing to the list, by the way.
I think the number one
but,
is...
I do enjoy Halloween. I do Halloween right. I'm a big fan of Halloween. And, you know, every year we get a few more trick-or-treaters than the year before. First year I was here, but this will be year 12 in this house. No trick-or-treaters. Now quite a few trick-or-treaters. We are that street on the house. And I'm sure all of the neighbor kids come by like two or three times.
If you're getting king-size candy bars, brother, word gets out.
Yeah, for sure. I made the mistake of going to Costco and buying the boxes of candy bars like 2 weeks ago, and I'm going to have to go back to Costco and buy more candy bars.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, you know what, man?
You know how it is.
You're not going to get your house vandalized. I mean, that's guarantee.
True. If you got king-size candy bars,
you're going to be the favorite house in the neighborhood. That's fact.
Fact.
So today we've got...
I can't run out of candy. So anyway, we're doing Halloween songs as we get ready for spooky season today on Sit and Spin.
Number 10.
This is a Halloween song.
Yeah, these are the most popular Halloween songs according to Spotify.
Popular. Okay, all right.
I feel like people just like Britney.
I think Ted Smith would agree that I would love to be scared by Britney Spears on Halloween.
It's a great video.
I think if you want to be scared by Britney Spears, just hang out with her for a week. I think things will get creepy in no time. Dude.
Kids, I think it'll get real weird real fast.
Yeah, I have no doubt about that.
I wonder if you're famous. Do they get trick-or-treaters, or is it just the kids in their neighborhood?
It's look, if I'm Britney Spears, the trick-or-treaters are the Kardashian kids.
Okay, I'm just saying. Do they allow people in the gate?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Does she live in a gated community, or is it the neighborhood that people bring their kids to
exactly.
drop them off and let them trick-or-treat?
Didn't you have that growing up, where kids would go to the rich neighborhood so they could get more candy?
You try, but I get a feeling they have gated communities.
Right, that's the big difference.
Right,
exactly.
Our big trick was, we trick-or-treat in our neighborhood, then go to a neighborhood that had row houses or townhomes.
Because you could hit more.
They're closer. Correct. Hell yeah, man.
These are the 10 most popular Halloween songs of all time.
Number nine.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
The Stranger Things?
Yeah. This is a new addition to the list. Miles, I hope you're doing okay.
I'm doing fine. It's just a little bit spooky.
We haven't had to do a jump scare yet.
Not yet, but I watched Dahmer the other night on Netflix, and I still haven't recovered.
You know, I know that this is a song, but I don't think anyone just puts this on and does stuff.
Fact, all right, they do.
Let's
clean. According to Spotify, it's on the list.
Well, if you're having a Halloween party or something, though, this would be a good one to put on there. Because it is spooky.
I use it as my children's alarm.
It sounds like if the W Hotel, the lobby, were trying to be spooky at that time of the year, you'd walk in and hear this.
Dude, totally.
Except it'd be a guy playing it.
These are
the beers were $25.
10 most popular Halloween songs of all time.
Number eight. I was struck by lightning.
Oh, yeah.
Walking down the street. I was hit by something last night in my sleep.
You guys know this jam? This is Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo.
Popularized in the movie Back to School.
Was it that or Weird Science?
Well, it's in Back to School.
Okay.
When they have the Halloween party.
Back to School. Right, right, right.
The main diving dude doesn't want to show up because he had lost his spot.
Rodney Dangerfield steps in and saves the day.
Of course he does. These are the 10 most popular Halloween songs of all time.
It still doesn't get any respect.
Number seven. Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree?
I think she's just spooky because when you see her, she's just spooky.
Yeah, I don't know that this song is, lyrically inherently scary, but when you listen to it, it's a spooky song, and you're right.
And she just has that vibe. I like her. I really do, but she's got that vibe. Like, I picture waking up, and the first person I see is her, and she's just looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a weird day, man.
Would you like some
I've been watching you sleep for the last 5 hours.
I've made you some hominy.
The sausage is extra special.
Morning, Steve.
I slept under the bed.
I didn't sleep. I waited.
Want to have morning sex?
No. No, I don't, actually. I really need to find my shoes and get out of here.
Would you like some Annie Fanny?
You want to have sex with Annie Lennox?
Hell yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd have sex with Dave Stewart. These are the 10 most popular Halloween songs of all time.
Since number six.
Psycho killer.
Yeah, speaking of Dahmer, there's a psycho killer from Talking Heads. You know, I lived in Milwaukee for a year, and
was he active when you were there?
The Dahmer lot where the apartment building used to be wasn't far from the club in town where most of the shows came, the Rave Club and the Eagles Ballroom, and most of the bands came to town. They would say, "Hey, dude, can you take us by the Dahmer place?"
Really?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
It wasn't very far.
I'm not doing that.
I mean, it's nothing to look at. It's like a grass hilly beat.
Yeah, it's
with
a lot.
It, Yeah.
You mean they didn't keep that building?
Hey, celebrities.
Weird. No one wanted to live there, my neighbor's house.
These are the 10 most popular Halloween songs of all time.
Number five.
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine.
Now we're getting into the good stuff. This list just keeps getting better, doesn't it?
Who is this?
This is Spooky, Scary Skeletons by Andrew Gold.
Oh, Andrew Gold, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You were thinking of Andy Goldman, which is different.
This one's also kind of making a resurgence on social media. They've remixed it, and it's coming out a lot more often.
Okay.
So it's kind of fun in its stride again.
10 most popular Halloween songs of all time.
Number four.
This is Disturbia from Riri.
Nothing scary about Rihanna.
I was like, what's scary about this song? Or just because it's the name?
I guess so. But would this pass as a Halloween song?
It's on a lot of people's Halloween playlists.
She can pass it as a Christmas song. I don't really care. Whatever she wants to do, she can do it. 10 most popular Halloween songs of all time.
Number three.
I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I have no privacy.
Oh man, is this on our one-hit wonder list for Live Day next Thursday?
I don't know. It's kind of weird that this would make the list and Thriller would not. You know?
Yeah, but you got to remember, Michael Jackson is singing the chorus of another person's song. And if Michael Jackson's not the primary artist and he's saying somebody's watching you, I feel like that's very creepy. Just because it's Michael Jackson.
Whose song is it?
Is it Rockwell?
Rockwell.
Rockwell.
Yeah, and Michael Jackson is on the original list, but you know, I told you we're going to mix it up a little bit. This
10 most popular Halloween songs of all time.
Number two.
Boys and girls of every age.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see.
Danny from BJ and Mix, this is not only his favorite Halloween song, this is his favorite song ever, always.
He seems like a big Halloween guy.
Yeah.
This is on his workout playlist. This is on his getting down with the ladies playlist. This is on his getting ready to go out on a Friday night playlist. This is his jam.
And who does this?
It's just from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
I don't know who does it.
Right. Sounds a lot like
It's the citizens of Halloween Town.
Oh.
Silly me.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen them.
Come
twice.
On, dude.
The citizens of
Have
Halloween
you seen
Town.
Them? I saw them Duh. Do acoustic ones.
Oh, really?
Oh,
it's a limited engagement.
Unreal.
Super pricey.
Yeah, they opened with it and they closed with it.
Yeah, it was like 200 people total. I mean, phenomenal show.
Wow.
Ted liked it before they were even cool.
Yeah, before the movie came out. I already went and saw
it. I wonder what that tour t-shirt was. I never could figure it out.
I only came in size medium.
These are the 10 most popular Halloween songs of all time.
Number one.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
Nah, you'll hear it at least. You'll hear it at least once every spooky season. There it is, Monster Mash from Bobby Pickett.
You have to.
Does it get played after November 1st?
We could put it on Live Day. It is a one-hit wonder.
True enough.
I bet he got paid off this though, man.
If he did,
absolutely. I mean, think about how much Mariah Carey makes at Christmas. So he got a fraction. But he still had to get something.
He's like,
yeah, he may have grandkids or grandkids that are still making money off
exactly.
this.
Exactly. Ryan Castle, thank you so much on Sit and Spin. There you go, the 10 most popular Halloween songs of all times. Child of the Day's on the way. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jess, are you sober or not sober?
So I'm waiting for this edible to kick in. And if it's okay with you guys, I would really like to recommend my friend. She just started her own business. It's Mama Moyle's Munchies, and she's about to start selling these in dispensaries near you. She has some really great...
Sober, not sober, Jeff.
So I guess we're going to go towards the latter of not sober.
Mike, you tell people to talk more today. Throw questions at the guy.
I think I'm just too loose.
I think we're good with a men's room poll on you. I'm just going to pick one.
Who you going with?
I'm going to give her Freddy Krueger.
All right.
Frankenstein.
No, you don't get
She's a stoner. You got to give her Frankie.
All right.
Yeah.
Frankenstein. I'm not going to go Frankie.
Why not?
I don't know him like that.
Your roommates.
We just moved in together.
Okay, fair enough.
He's a big man. I don't want him snapping on me.
You call me?
I don't know why he's Scooby Doo.
You call me?
He's harmless though.
Half around, find out.
The Steinster, the Steinman. Stein
right here, Oni.
Here's your cream of wheat, dude. Calm down.
Right. Bob Ross. Alright, Jess, here's your question. Constantinople Turkey is now known as what?
Chernobyl.
Oh, great guess.
Iran.
It's a city in Turkey. Constantinople, Turkey. Istanbul, yes.
Istanbul.
It's where you just add milk and water and a bowl pops up.
Yes, Istanbul.
I bet they got some falafel.
Turkey?
Yeah. I'm trying to stretch this out. Here's the deal, folks. Mike and I had some free food today. I kept calling it Indian. It's obviously Mediterranean. So I'm trying to stretch anything Mediterranean as far as I can.
All right, your question. Who played the role of Alan in the Hangover movies?
Oh, I can see his face. Just like I love that Metallica song, too. Jeez. Wasn't he the guy, what's his name? He was in that series.
I know, he's on Between Two Ferns, but I can't think of his name right now either.
You know who I'm talking about. I can see his face.
I believe you.
His name is Jason Bateman?
Jason Bateman.
No. It's not Jason Bateman.
Was it Galifianakis?
Yeah, Zach Galifianakis.
Question three.
Question number three, how many states begin with the letter T?
Ooh, give me a minute here. T.
All right. Okay. All right.
Is that, okay, I'm going to say four.
Can you name them?
Tennessee, Texas. Okay, fine, fair enough.
There's only two.
You should have just...
I know, Miles, what were you doing?
I have Tennessee and Texas. I was waiting for her to answer.
Oh, you're going, okay.
That's what I do. I go from section of the country to section. I go up and down real quick, and I get all the states.
You know what? I respect her method, though. I know of two. There's probably two I'm forgetting about.
Yeah,
I get it. Go for four.
I get it, man.
Man, I wanted to hear her make up a state.
I know. Turducken.
Texarkana.
Tarkansas.
Dakota.
All right.
Tane.
Tadaho.
Toshington.
That's why we don't play this game of buckwheat. All fitty. Hawaii, Talaska.
Hawaii.
Thailand.
Florida.
Pennsylvania.
Talabama.
Thailand.
Tohau.
I'm buckwheat.
All right, Jess, question number four.
Question number four for you. Who was the Roman god of fire? It's also a company that makes restaurant equipment, and it's Mr. Spock's heritage.
Oh.
The fact that Tay got it before any of
the restaurant equipment.
Wait, that wasn't my answer. When you said something about Spock, I thought Vulcan, and then when you said makes... Okay.
Vulcan.
You got it.
You got it. Oh, yeah. You can stop thinking. Stop thinking, Jeff.
Stop thinking. Talatonia.
Stop thinking. You'll be okay.
Is that guy okay?
New Technico. Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy.
206-421
run.
All they want to do is cut the commercial break, and he's still, wait, I'm not done. 10 and 50.
Oklahoma.
Alabama.
Hello, Jeb. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, guys?
Hola. Jeb, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. But I should be smoking some of what that chick was just smoking.
Yeah, exactly.
She wasn't smoking. She's waiting for the edible to hit. But when you talk to Jeff, we know her well, you can't tell.
That's why, Jeb, she's from Oklahoma. All right, get a new roommate there, Jeb. Frankenstein, Gremlin, Dracula, or Freddy Krueger?
I'm going to go with Dracula. I think he seems like a pretty mellow dude.
You think so? The guy that goes out and ravages people in the middle of the night, shreds them, sucks their blood, and leaves them for dead, he sounds chill. Good roommate, though. I do believe that man will always clean up after himself, always wash the dishes. I bet you he smells fantastic, like has only the best aftershave. He doesn't need to shave, but a lot of pomade for his hair.
Yes.
And a staggering dry cleaning bill. Let's face it, man. Tuxedos and capes, like you can't look. You can't have like a mustard stain on that.
No. That's a rental.
He's so cheap, he's renting all that crap.
Exactly. Christian Dior.
He's a sweatpants and tank top kind of guy.
I'm the new spokesperson for Valencia.
Right.
I heard Kanye is racist.
I just kill people. He's an anti-Semite.
I guarantee it. You're going to love the way you look.
I can't see myself in the mirror.
But people tell me I look great.
Can I touch your butt?
Now let's get to the good stuff.
My Dracula does not sound like Dracula. He's just groping
people. Just goes,
I want to touch your blood.
Your blood is not what I want to suck if you get to my meaning.
Higher on the inseam.
All right, Jeb, here's your question. Which gaming platform was the first to feature downloadable games?
I'd say Xbox.
Way before that, believe it or not, in television.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, that's all he believes you.
I know.
Okay.
Okay.
And whatever you say, answer guy.
Yeah. Hey, come on, man. I got the answers. I don't.
Still not saying he believes me. No. Right. You got it written down. Okay. You say so. All right, man. All right. I want to see you on Jeopardy. Okay, Ken. Sure. All right, man.
You know everything.
That's what you think it is, Mr. Know-It-All. All right, here's your question. What was the first living creature to go into orbit?
Is it a rat?
I'm going to say a monkey. I'll say a dog.
It was a dog. Now, monkey was launched into space.
I thought it was a rat or a mouse.
Things are different when you're in orbit. They launch a lot of things into space. They just weren't in orbit, so like they just went away.
He still doesn't believe your answers.
I'm pretty sure it's a rat or a mouse, but okay, dog man.
Man, I might have my facts wrong on this one, but I'm pretty sure floating in orbit above the Earth is a dog in a capsule.
Yeah, unless the thing, unless it has come back to Earth. Basically, the thing would be freeze-dried.
Correct. It is. It's been in orbit for about 50 years.
And now, then he became one of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
60 years, probably.
I hope he landed on a planet, and they think he's the god.
Yeah, like, I love the four-legged god man.
No, could you imagine being in the International Space Station, like...
And that dead dog keeps floating by every 90 minutes.
God damn it.
It's just starting to get to me, man.
Or he's still alive in here.
There he is again.
You see poop floating around. He just sees in there. See a poop.
I think that would really get to you, like...
Like, dude!
Every 90 minutes, like, god damn it!
He tilts his head to the side a little
bit. But he's just floating around dead in zero gravity, right? Just slowly spinning, like, oh my god, guys. Permission to shoot it down. All right, which two tools are depicted on the former Soviet Union's flag?
A hammer and a sickle.
There you go. Nice work, nice work.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Part of a minute to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we base a Japanese company that would be the Osaka-based Science Company Limited. It's a company known for its many innovations in both the bath and kitchen technology. Well, they announced that they have plans to create a human washing machine. Now, it's called Project Yusayaro, and they expect that Project Yusayaro will result in a functional human washing machine by 2024, which the company hopes to showcase in 2025 at the Osaka Expo. Mm. I'm toasting them because they have showers and bathtubs. I'm sorry. I mean, that's it. Like, you're doing what now? And you're spending money to do what? Like, it's a human washing machine. Do you know what a shower is? Are we done now? That's all. That's all it is. I get it. People that have
might
too
be
much
very
money.
Relaxing. You never know.
That's their goal. Bathtub.
It's kind of like going to the spray wash to wash your car, or just driving it through where all the things do the stuff for you.
Sure.
Yeah. The automatic stuff.
They're just going to charge more. But if you already have a shower or a bathtub, you don't need this. Hey, but congratulations to them for coming up with the human washing machine, better known as a bathtub. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.